So the first Sunday of 2018. How about that, friend? Welcome to Sunday worship here on the 7th day of January, 2018. My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Go ahead, kick your shoes off. Let's build a nice little fire here. Have some tea, coffee, maybe even a donut. That sounds so good. And let's fellowship today. If you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, it's a program that's all about Jesus, really is. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. You know, I'll tell you what, anybody can hit play on a CD player at a radio station, but we like to take it a step further by bringing in God's word in between the songs to help you prepare your heart and mind on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'll tell you what, got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one from Fernando Ortega here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God, He is our God. We are the people of His pasture. He is our God, He is our God. We are the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship, friend. I pray that you had yourself a wonderful week. Yeah, first week of 2018 in the wraps. Let's put her into the books and let's get ready for another week. Hey, happy Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll, and I came across this quote that has so much, what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of weight to it. You know, because we know in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it tells us that God demonstrated his own love for us. In this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, let's talk about some great love that the Lord has for us. And I saw this quote. It's so beautiful. It says, Jesus loves you so much that you have never lived an unloved day in your life. Listening to Sunday Worship. Talk about a beautiful song, Merriam-Webster, and Made Me Glad. Well, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on this first Sunday of 2018. How about that? It's Joey Kroll with you, and it's back on December 25th, 1868. American President Andrew Johnson signed Proclamation No. 179. Which would later become known as the Christmas Pardon. And in this law, President Johnson granted full pardon and amnesty for the offense of treason committed against the United States during the last Civil War. And the pardon was total and unconditional. Every offender was covered, and it restored all the rights, privileges, and immunities granted by the land. It was an opportunity for all affected Americans during that time to start anew with a clean slate. Friend, when Jesus Christ was born here on this earth, it marked the real Christmas pardon through Jesus. And God grants a more encompassing pardon for all. See, the presidential pardon only granted clemency to specific offenses, but God's forgiveness covers all sin. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will make us spiritually clean.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grave I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your
Holy set apart name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll spending some time here with you. I got my cup of coffee here, nice and hot. Need it just to keep you warm. Well, like many, I have a drawer full of socks, and I'll tell you what, I love to say that all of them are matched without holes. In fact, there are some times I wear some of the socks with holes, and I pray that I don't have to take my shoes off when I visit anyone's house, you know. So anyways, in some cultures, to come into the house with your shoes on is a dishonor to the host. Think about that. Because really, after cleaning, sweeping, vacuuming, I'm sure they don't want mud being tracked into their home. I mean, really. It's best that we check the dirt and mud at the door, right? But friend, the same applies when we come to the throne room of Almighty God. We cannot carry our dirty, muddy sin into his presence and expect him to be okay with it. Psalm 66:18 says, "If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." Friend, are you holding on to something that displeases the Lord, really? Ask him to forgive you of it. Let it go. Turn from it. And run to him. Ask him to cleanse you from whatever it is that prevents you from having that true, sweet fellowship with him. Let's not track dirt into God's throne room.
Save that thou art.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Michael W. Smith, be lifted high here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Got my hot cup of coffee here trying to keep me warm. Good to fellowship with you today. And you can always connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people this morning. I hope and pray that you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.